Tortuous negotiations on who will fill key posts in the new center-right cabinet appear to have ended in agreement, with the final pieces of the jigsaw falling into place for new Prime Minister Peter Nečas. His Civic Democrats seem to have made considerable concessions, with the powerful ministries of Finance, Foreign Affairs and the Interior all going to smaller coalition allies. But surprisingly, and for the first time in 8 years, there is not a single woman amongst them. Rob Cameron has more.
Petr Nečas now has what looks like a cabinet after 8 hours of talks with his coalition allies, the right-wing Topo 9 and the centrist Public Affairs. Topo 9's Miroslav Kalousek will get the finance ministry, the party's leader Karel Schwarzenberg will become the next foreign minister, and most controversially, Radek Jon, the politically inexperienced leader of the Public Affairs Party, will become interior minister, despite repeated concerns from Mr. Nečas about Public Affairs' links with the private security firm that sponsors it. The Civic Democrats' key portfolios will be limited to industry and defence, although, as Mr. Schwarzenberg pointed out, it is Topo 9 which will carry the greatest burden, as they'll be in charge of health and social affairs, where unpopular cuts are expected. But there was dismay for those campaigning for greater involvement of women in Czech politics after not one post was given to a woman for the first time in any Czech cabinet since 2002. Jana Stiglerová writes about women's issues for the newspaper Mladá fronta dnes.
It's an absolute slap in the face, I have to say. After all those headlines that women are now the leaders of the Czech Republic just after the elections, to have a government that has absolutely no women there is shocking. It's the third millennium, and yet half of the population is still not represented in the government. It's appalling.
Radek Jon said, was quoted at least by Novinky as telling Radio Journal that there are no women in the government because they were put off because the negotiations were so tough for the coalition. What do you think of that?
Radek Jon has by his side one of the most educated, politically educated person on the Czech political scene. So she is more ready for the tough negotiations and for leading than he is. To say something like that when he has had a woman by his side during all of the negotiations is shocking. I'm sorry, it's lack of words, it's shocking.
All three parties have expressed regret about the lack of female ministers, and some political analysts say they might live to regret it. Certainly it's a striking contrast with neighbouring Slovakia, a country about to get its first female prime minister.
Rob Cameron reporting.